Editor. After reading Jason Wilkinson's letter regarding cyclists ignoring traffic laws in the August 18 Outlook, I decided to do a quick survey of my own over a couple of days. On Thursday afternoon, August 18, I watched as a cyclist had to jam on their brakes in the middle of a crosswalk to stay out of the way of a car cruising through, either oblivious or intentionally ignoring crosswalk laws. On Friday, August 19, three cars in front of me turned right at a red light at an intersection with two signs clearly stating right on red was not allowed. A couple of hours later, I saw two full-sized motorcycles driving on the pedestrian, cycling path along Bow Valley Trail. Every trip I made through one of our traffic circles revealed at least a couple of drivers wholly ignorant of the rules for negotiating them. All this on top of innumerable cases of speeding, rolling stops, and lane changing without signaling. Maybe on top of sending all cyclists back to grade 1 to be retrained, we can send all vehicle drivers back for a road test every couple of years, then we'll all feel a great deal safer on the roads. Bill Pratt, Canmore.